Welcome to Ohtani Comes to America, a show about the GOAT baseball player, Shohei Ohtani. I'm Kev.
And I'm Jack.
We're back for a little bit of a fun one. We're going to open up our minds, clear our heads of anything that may have happened in the past. We're just going to talk about what if. It's the what if episode. You know, location. What other team would have been super competitive to have him? What would he look good in? You know, all that stuff matters for Ohtani.
Yeah, so pitchers and catchers have reported to spring training. Ohtani's there with the Dodgers, and I feel like the biggest shift, you could say it's the competitiveness of the Angels to the Dodgers, but just to the visual eye, it's the red of the Angels to the blue of the Dodgers, this huge contrast there. And I feel like that's a good place to start with this exercise, let's call it. Just talk about strictly the uniform, the aesthetic, the look, the visuals. So would you rule out any other teams with red mainly as their color?
Yeah.
Because that's kind of boring. If he just goes from red to red, you don't have the separation.
You could still show up to the stadium with the old jersey. Like, no one will really know the difference. No one's reading the actual name. It's just colors, you know. When the camera pans when you're watching the game, you can't tell the difference. It'll just look the same, white and red, in the big crowd. Yeah, that would have been kind of lame. Got to take out that white and red, or that red.
Yeah, so immediately that eliminates teams like the Phillies or the Red Sox, etc. On the other side, who are some teams that you do think would have been other good contrasts besides the Dodgers for that look?
I have two solid ones in my head for very superficial reasons. We are talking about aesthetic. It's what we see with the eyes. Nothing else matters. One, AL team, West Coast, but way up north. We're going with Seattle.
I was thinking the same thing. Not only the, what is that, like a turquoise?
Beautiful.
Kind of blue-green that they have. But even their city connects. I wasn't crazy about them at first, but I think they're one of the better ones.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking at all the ones that have come out now, one of the actual good things that the Angels did was that jersey with the cream. But besides that, I would put the Mariners as one of the better ones. And just that very saturated royal or ocean blue that they have with the yellow. He would have looked sick in that, I think.
To me, it's all about also just the classic colors. Like you said, that turquoise. We've seen the many shots of Griffey, Ichiro even. But to me, it's also the S, Shohei.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
He'll be wearing that name right on the front. That would have been nice. And to me, it's one of my, like outside of the Yankee, one of my favorite logos. Like I would not mind wearing like a Seattle S logo hat. With the baseball and the whatever it is that's in there.
The compass or the directions, maritime, whatever.
One of the classics to me. Again, mostly because of Griffey, like it takes me back. It does have like a retro feel to it that still works nowadays. It doesn't feel outdated, but also like aged well, like fine wine. So that, they got the whites, they got the gray, they got the City Connect. That Seattle one would have been good. I do have one other one though. I don't know if you'll like this one, but hear me out.
Okay.
Also AL. East Coast, little south of the Yankees.
Baltimore?
Baltimore Orioles.
I have them in a different category that I was thinking of, but I'll say on the almost opposite way, I hate their City Connects. Just the simple black with the super basic text, I think it's just awful.
Yeah.
But orange and all that, I could totally see Ohtani in.
I personally also think it's one of the uniforms in the MLB that is probably the closest to looking like you could almost translate it perfectly to like a Japanese team.
Interesting.
If you picture the colors, how big the logo is, the bird, it feels like it could be part of that Japanese league. But also, I did it with Seattle, but when they wear the hat with the O, Ohtani.
Oh, wow.
Wearing the last name on the hat. Like, you can't go wrong with that. It's an easy sell. So, to me, those are like my two like strong horses. Outside of the Dodgers, which, by the way, I think we could both agree, the boy looks good in the blue.
Yeah, for sure.
It looked clean on those first shots we saw.
Yeah, I would say the other big one for me, and I didn't even mean for this to all connect to the City Connects, but I would put the Padres in there, who, one, I think they have definitely the most interesting City Connects with the white and very saturated green and pink. I feel like he would look good in that, but also even their main colors of the brown and yellow have really grown on me over the years, and for some reason, I feel like he would just look good in that. Otherwise, I mean, obviously, Yankees pinstripes are iconic. We're super biased, but that would be a cool look. And yeah, I mean, there'd be other fun ones too, but I feel like those are some of the biggest standouts. I did want to ask though, in comparison to the Oreos, the Giants have similar colors with orange and black. How would you compare those? I mean, I agree the Oreos are better.
I think it would have worked. It doesn't have the O, which is part of the reason I like it. Ohtani,
yeah, yeah. No, that makes it way better on its own.
Yeah, easy fit. But I don't think it would have been bad. I also do like, because the Giants have like that orange with the black, but they also have like the, it's not quite white. It's like off-white that I really like and I think works pretty well. I think he'd look good on that. So I'll throw that like on the medium tier right there.
Yeah.
For me, I have one more. It's one of those, like, I'd have to see it with my eyes, but I think I like the idea. And believe it or not, it's the Chicago White Sox. Black and white, just classic. I'm actually somewhat of a fan of, like, their City Connect, Southside, pinstripe, black on the white little lines. I think it's cool. I think he would have looked good. It would almost give him a feel of, like, a villain kind of thing. Like, yeah, here's the feared batter in the all black or whatever it is. Grim Reaper. Could have found a name somewhere in there, throw like a new AKA or something if he was wearing that, but it's one that I would throw in the lower tier of like, this could be good, like a solid black and white. Is there any that you would for sure not like to see him in?
I mean, I wouldn't say I'm the biggest fan of the White Sox ones. I don't hate the City Connect, but I would say that just in general, only sticking to black and white is kind of boring for me. I would say that in terms of ones I don't like, it's almost more a criticism of just uniforms in MLB in general, where I feel like a lot of them are super plain, super boring, and they use so much of the same colors, so much of that same kind of blue, so much of that same kind of red. And you look at all the underutilized colors, like purple, for example, only the Rockies really use purple much at this point. The Diamondbacks used to have amazing colors. Now their uniforms I really don't like. But yeah, I think from a pure aesthetic level, I don't know if there's others, maybe the Nationals, that I would just really hate in general. But mostly it's just because they're boring for the ones that I'm not as into.
I mean, this one's a given, so I'm going to just say it now. Like, I would hate to see Ohtani with like an Astros jersey on. But
right, but that's, don't you think that's more about the team than just pure aesthetic?
Yeah.
All right, so let's move on to another, not even superficial thing, but just outside of baseball with the actual location. So he's been in Southern California, in Anaheim. Obviously, he stayed in the greater LA area, went up north on the freeway a little bit. But obviously, when he was in free agency, everywhere was on the board. And I guess I'll ask first, do you think there was ever a chance he was going somewhere cold? Like on the East Coast or anything like that? Obviously cold in the winter months and stuff, but yeah.
If I had to give it a percentage kind of thing, it would have been like 5% chance he actually does. And it would have took like one Billy from Boston. And I don't know, whoever. I don't think the Yankees were going to do it, but I think we know he's a warm weather kind of fella.
I forget if it was in the documentary or some other article, but basically, he said how the place he grew up in Japan, like his small town, got really cold in the winter and there was nothing to do. So I feel like he knows as well as we do, who grew up a lot of time in New York, that winters in a cold weather place are not ideal at all.
Yeah, he's not about that. He got a good taste of Southern California and that's what he likes. So I think all of California you could throw in. I mean, this is all location. Don't worry about stadium. Obviously, we know the Angels. Obviously, we know the Dodgers. I think you can also say San Francisco and Oakland work. I know it gets a little chillier, but it's nothing crazy. So I would throw those in there. San Diego, I mean, possibly better than LA. So that's a given. But then it gets tricky because does he like hot, you know? Like, does he like a good Arizona summer, you know? That's something I don't know that we know about Shohei. I think he'll prefer it over Toronto.
Do you think that was almost a red flag with all the Blue Jays stuff, with the rumors around that before he signed, that would he actually go to, let alone another country, but a place as cold as Toronto?
They would need astronomical numbers and possibly show him a plan to move the team in the next 5 years somewhere else. Just realize, warm weather, right? We have Miami Marlins. I don't know that I see Shohei as Miami.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different vibe, different scene. Sure, there's Latino food. We know Shohei's fluent in Spanish. But I think he likes the Mexican side of Spanish a little better than the Cuban, Dominican, Puerto Rican side. And we already know, the boy loves In-N-Out. You're not going to find that in Miami. You can find that all in the West Coast. Maybe even Texas. Arizona. Stores over there. But Texas is... what do we got? Rangers? Houston? Does he like barbecue? Like, does he like shit like that?
I feel like we just keep circling back to it's got to be West Coast only. Would you put Seattle in the Northwest where it's not as cold but still plenty of rain and everything also as like a no-go?
I think the weather's enough to like give him the PTSD, like reminders of it. But if there's any of like the quote-unquote cooler cities temperature-wise, I think Seattle's the one. Chicago gets cold, we know it. Windy City, like crazy snow. I don't know that he'd do it. There's the middle of the country, the Kansas and St. Louis and Cincinnati. They get cold and you're not even looking forward to the summer because it's probably just humid and, you know, like not California. If there's one of the teams in the South, I feel like the one that has the best shot, obviously, outside of the team or whatever, just city, it's probably Atlanta Braves. Close enough to like city life. Good food everywhere, supposedly. I've never really been. Plenty of stuff to do. Good airports, I'm assuming, which matters to Shohei, you know, a man of many countries. But I still don't see him playing like in a southern country state. I think this one was probably going to be the easiest in that I think we know the exact state the boy would like to stay in.
And when you get down to that point, it's like, okay, do I stay in basically the same area? I know, like, obviously Orange County and LA is a little different, but it's essentially, you know what it's like. Versus, let's say, San Diego. For sure, it's nice, but he's not as familiar with it.
Throwing all my chips in, West Coast, preferably under San Francisco.
The flight time to Japan is much faster from the West Coast. It's basically like 3 hours shorter.
It's a long time.
I'd say it's for sure something he considered as part of it. Not in terms of the final decision, like it holds too much weight, but...
Yeah, 3 hours is a long time, especially if you're visiting a lot. Baseball's a game of 3 hours and we're trying to make it shorter, so 3 hours is 3 hours. That's a legit point.
All right, so how about the stadiums? Now, this we're going to do not including the cities, just focusing on the stadiums only.
Mm-hmm.
We have iconic ones, we have new ones, we have old ones. Where does your mind go in terms of what you would or wouldn't like to see?
There's only one right answer. Yankee Stadium short porch. Talking about astronomical numbers. true video game numbers here. We're talking about fly balls that were outs now becoming homers in the 10th row.
It's like Ohtani just swings with one arm off the tip of the bat. One
arm off the bounce, whatever you want. That's an easy one, obviously. I know we're biased a little bit, but it is true though.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
That's an easy number one for me. After that, we could go many ways. I feel like everything else is mediocre. I could even go the other way. I don't want to see him at Citi Field. Too big a right field. Not the superior New York stadium. It's the family stadium of the New York everything. Yankee Stadium's the place to be. We know it. And this one hurts, but I'll say it. I think Ohtani could thrive in the Astrodome. Is that what it's called?
Minute Maid Park.
Minute Maid. What's the Astrodome?
That's the old stadium.
Oh, there you go. Minute Maid Park. Same thing. I'm still using that method. Short right field, low walls.
I mean, you got the Crawford boxes in left field also and the train tracks above.
Hitting an apple taco to the train tracks would be a crazy sight. Like, you know it's going to be on MLB, Twitter, MLB, Instagram, TikTok. Like, that's a bomb. And we know it's super possible from Ohtani. It's closed off. Safer place to not get injured with rain and all that good stuff. It's well kept. We hate the Astros, but I don't mind their stadium at all. I think it's one of the better looking and unique stadiums, especially with the train tracks and whatnot. But yeah, I'll throw those. What about you?
So I'll start off with a couple of standouts that I would like. The first one that came to mind is the Giants Stadium in San Francisco. You can have him hitting those bombs into the water, into McCovey Cove, have everyone in the boats, you know, scrambling for it. And that also would lead to tons of clips and stuff. I also think it's just a really cool stadium in general, almost merging the visual aesthetic with the stadium aspect here. especially like on a warm blue sky summer day type of thing. And then the other main standout for me was Wrigley Field, which is iconic. And I mean, I debated putting them for uniform also, but to me, that IV and the whole atmosphere with the crowd there and even how the stadium is within the city, I just feel like Wrigley is one of the cooler fields. And I couldn't deal with the Red Sox, so Fenway, even aside from the monster, is like a no-go for me.
Yeah, that's one of the easy no's.
So Wrigley feels like the kind of iconic stadium that way. And then I would give two quick downsides for ones I've been to in recent years. One of them is the Cincinnati Reds Stadium, which to me is just too small. It's not quite like a minor league stadium, but it just felt way smaller than a normal major league stadium to me. And I feel like that doesn't do him justice. And then the other one I would say is a major con for me is the Blue Jays Stadium. This is almost more from a fan side, but I thought being there, the seats were like super crammed and just not comfortable. And I do think the dome is a plus, like you mentioned with the Astros, but I don't really like their stadium either. And also, I guess we should mention Coors Field just in terms of the amount of homers he would hit there would be crazy. But also, he would have to pitch there, so.
Fair.
And for people who don't know, that's because of the altitude being high in Colorado and ball travels farther.
Yeah, that one's a perfect merger of location and stadium. It's one of those unique ones. But yeah, that's one we could throw up there for fun for sure. The numbers could be astronomical there too. Only have one for sure on the con side, and that is the Coliseum, the A's. It would just hurt to watch Ohtani hit there.
Well, also, he signed a 10-year contract. They're not even going to be there at the Coliseum over the next 10 years.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe if he did go there, he'd play at this super new fancy place in I don't know how many years. But again, let's say that they were to stay on that stadium, it'd be rough. It'd be a rough watch. It's one of those stadiums that hasn't aged well. It was made as like a multi-purpose stadium, I think, and not the prettiest. High walls, high bleachers that they don't ever use, or I don't know if they've ever used.
Yeah, the Coliseum, no go. All right, so how about competitiveness? Because we know that was a big point for Ohtani. He wants to win the World Series. He wants to compete. He wants to just play in the playoffs. He hasn't been able to make it with the Angels, not to any fault of himself. But I mean, this category, we can eliminate so many teams off the bat. But from the actual good or contending teams, I was almost leaning towards like the young, fun, upcoming teams, like the Orioles, for example, who have a lot of pieces. The ownership just sold to another group, so they might start spending more again. They just picked up Corbin Burns after that as well. It's like an ace pitcher they needed. Ohtani could have filled that slot and also been hitting bombs. And then on the other side, almost like a National League equivalent for me is the Diamondbacks, who made it to the World Series last year. Also a group of young, fun players. So I feel like those two were kind of where my head went at first. And some of it felt like almost too powerful. And you could say it with the Dodgers, but like the Braves, for example, that's just almost unfair to think about what they would be with him. So I didn't even try to consider that.
What about if he went to the Phillies, though?
The Phillies, I don't know if he fits in the best there. It feels like a very, like, macho team, like, has that Philly attitude that doesn't seem like his personality. The Dodgers are a little bit more laid back and chill. I don't know about the Phillies.
I don't know either, but I had to throw that out there because they are one of the competitors that could be a super powerhouse with, like, one or two more moves. But for me, to add on to the young, scrappy ones, I'm also throwing the Mariners in there. I know I mentioned them before. The Orioles was a good one. I had that on my list too. But Mariners are a team that have a solid pitching rotation. Some call it like one of the best. Homegrown, I think, too. Just cool. They're going to have them for a while. And it always feels like they just need an extra one or two bats. And they're like solid. We saw them make the playoffs purely for that. You add Ohtani and someone like Jorge Soler. I think it would have been a good team. Again, like you don't really need to add pitching. Sign Ohtani and sign, again, a Soler or a Belly or something. I don't know.
JD Martinez.
JD, just to back him up kind of thing. You have a solid team. You again, you already have Julio. You have people like Mitch Haniger who are going to hit 280 for you. Crawford, people like that that are just solid already. And think they become like the powerhouse in the AL West.
I think that's a great pick. And I feel like part of the frustration, for sure with Mariners fans, but even just baseball fans who want to see them do something, is that the Mariners don't spend. They're very frugal with this ownership group. And even the players have criticized it. I do think Ohtani would fit in perfectly there. I don't know if they even need his pitching because, like you said, they have such a strong rotation.
For real.
But that also could have meant like they didn't have to worry about it for this year when he's rehabbing and stuff. I think an interesting point also with that, kind of as a side note, let's say you're the Mariners. Let's say you feel like this could put you over the top, but you're like, oh, that's way too much money. We can't do that, blah, blah, blah. I feel like any team here, obviously Ohtani would have to pick them, but any team here, whatever you pay for Ohtani's contract, I feel like you're going to make that back. And obviously with the Dodgers, you know, LA, Hollywood amplifies it. They can make a bit more than, let's say, Seattle or another team. But literally any team, even the Royals, could have made back their money on Ohtani's contract.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's kind of dumb that not everyone was pursuing him in that way, in seeing him not only as a baseball player, but as a marketing opportunity. So I do wonder with the Mariners specifically, what Ohtani thinks about Ichiro's legacy there, if he thinks he would be interested in following that, or if he feels like he doesn't want to follow in those footsteps or what. But from the Mariners' ownership perspective, this would have been an incredible move to like take that next step forward, which they never seemed to do.
What if you had to choose one of the mediocre teams to like help build around? So like they're obviously like probably not gonna win the World Series, but like that could be fun. Like there would be like a fun month where they go crazy or something. I have one in mind, but I want to see if you have one first.
All right, I'll give you two.
Okay.
I'll say one, the Brewers, who have kind of a group of young players coming up, and I feel like are a kind of a fun wild card team to think about in terms of like an unexpected landing spot. And then I'd probably go with Twins in the AL, who also I feel like have some players, Royce Lewis, etc. They made the playoffs last year. They have some pitching now. Sonny Gray, Pablo Lopez. He could have definitely boosted them a good amount too.
Okay, those are good. I was thinking right around the same area with the Cincinnati Reds.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fun young team. I mean, they kind of were fighting for a playoff spot at a point before it got ugly, but they're super young everywhere. Almost has like that Arizona vibe there, that they can have that Arizona vibe like in a year or two with the youngins stealing bases, playing small ball. We already see Ellie making crazy throws. Might even see Shohei play the outfield or something over there. It's not the biggest outfield, so it's one of the ones he'd be able to manage. But I do agree, Twins and Brewers were pretty good picks too.
It would have been funny if he went to just some god-awful team like the Tigers or the Royals, or let's say the Pirates or the Nationals. Like any of these would have just been weird.
Ohtani and the Pirates train conductor hat or whatever it is they wear. I'd give him points on the stadium. It's one of the stadiums I want to visit. Outfield looks pretty cool. But yeah, no. Shocking like in a bad way. Like, oh, that's just dumb. That's crazy. What are you doing? The only other thing I can think of is like shocking the opposition. Almost like a weird plot twist. Like, oh, he's taking a flight to Houston, Texas, and he signed with Houston. That would have been crazy. That's like a stab in the back of every Dodger fan, Yankee fan, who also thought they had a chance at him. I don't even know how I would feel.
Would you say that if he had gone to the Astros, that would have been worst case scenario for you?
Worst case? Yeah. Because I almost think, like, what, I'm a Yankee fan. Our rivals, Red Sox, like if he goes to the Red Sox, have to face him a ton of times a year, possibly kicking us out of playoffs because he's beating us so bad. That could be pretty bad, but it also means we see him more and like plays against the Yankees more and like we're fans of Shohei kind of thing. And I don't believe the Red Sox would even be able to pay too many people after that. So it's almost like another Angel situation where like they have Ohtani, but who are you putting around them kind of thing. So yeah, I do think Astros one will be the worst. Again, there'll be a lot of dumb other decisions he could have made, but Astros would have been shocking. I'm borderline like not a fan of you anymore kind of thing.
Yeah, that would almost be more full villain mode than him going to the Dodgers on a stacked team.
Yeah,
and like you're saying, I think let's say he went to the Pirates, like we were just saying, it would be weird, but it wouldn't be a threat to the rest of the league in any way, at least at this point in time. You know, maybe in 5 years if they built up around him or something, hypothetically. My worst case scenario, though, would have been him just re-signing back to the Angels. Like, before we knew in the offseason where he was going, I was like, if he goes back to the Angels, or if he goes to the Red Sox or the Astros, like any of those, I don't know if we'll even continue this podcast, if I'll keep doing the newsletter, it would just be painful. And on the Angels side, us following him and the team so closely over these past 6 years, and just seeing how badly run the organization is, and now at the start of spring training, hearing more quotes from Artie Moreno of, yeah, we're still not going to start work on the spring training facility until next year, when they've had players working out at the minor league facility for 3 years and counting now, or the fact that they're not spending any money. Their big signing this offseason was Aaron Hicks and some relievers. Like, this team is a joke. The organization is a joke. I could not have just kept dealing with that.
Well said. It would have been a tough next 10 years, knowing that we're going to be dealing with the things we've been complaining about. So yeah, I guess it's like a small victory within the changing teams. I'm still not the biggest fan of how it all went down. I'm still 110% a Dodger hater, officially. Can't wait for the season to start.
Yeah, I think that's a good place for us to wrap it up for this episode. And we'll see what happens in spring training in terms of when we do the next episode. But in the meantime, we'll be keeping the newsletter updated, which we'll put the link in the episode notes. And you can also find it at otanicomestoamerica.substack.com.
That wraps it up for this episode of Otani Comes to America. I'm Kev. You can find me at Same Old Kev pretty much everywhere.
And I'm Jack. You can find me at Jack Bloom Summer, Summer with an O, on everything. We're in the transition era from the red to the blue.